This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reminding myself about the importance of living with great expectations. As we embark upon the Advent season, a season of expectation and anticipation, first of the birth of Christ and then as the second coming of Christ, we should also be reminded that God longs for us to expect great things from Him. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about the Israelites fleeing Egypt after being in slavery for more than 400 years. And when God guides them out of Egypt, He doesn't take them on a logical path, like from point A to point B. Instead, He takes them on a more scenic route, but it lands them right between the wilderness and the Red Sea. So when Pharaoh learns of this, he thinks the Israelites are trapped, and he orders his army to go after them. And when the Israelites see Pharaoh's army in a distance marching towards them, they panic. But just as they do so, God instructs Moses to hold his staff over the waters, and a path opens up for the Israelites to walk through on dry ground. So sometimes God will lead us to the brink. So much appears to be on the line, just so that God and only God can reveal His awesome power in our lives. So the words that I will use to remind me that God has both me and my situation are, the Lord Himself will fight for you, Exodus 14:14. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let this Advent season be a season of great expectations for you.